Battleford, the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum recently announced its induction class for 2024, and if you've been a fan of Major League Baseball over the last decade, you'll most certainly recognize the three headline inductees. Leading the class of 13 during the ceremony on August 17 in Battleford will be North Battleford pitcher Andrew Albers, Regina pitcher Dustin Mullican and Regina umpire Stu Sharewater, all of whom have recently played or are currently in action with MLB. Joining the trio as inductees are Eugene Buck Gerbig of Maidstone, Regan LaRue of Unity, Harry Lunning of Lumsden, Norman McGinnis of Saskatoon, Rodney Polaniak of Regina, Sever Rose of Turtleford, Larry Schrader of Regina, Lee Taves of Mervyn, Stacey Walker of Lloydminster and Team Saskatchewan from 1994 Canada Cup. Andrew Albers. Albers, 38, grew up in North Battleford and played his entire standout minor baseball career in the city, eventually being selected in the 12th round, 134th overall by the Milwaukee Brewers. After opting not to sign with his first MLB club, Albers suited up for the NCAA Division I University of Kentucky, where he pitched 81 games, recorded 20 wins and 12 saves, ranking in the top 5 in Wildcats history in all three categories. The San Diego Padres selected Albers in the 10th round, 315th overall in the 2008 MLB draft, kicking off a long journey through professional baseball. After receiving Tommy John surgery in 2008 and being released by the Padres, Albers pitched with the Quebec Capitals in the CanAm Association in 2010 campaign, racking up 17 saves and a 1.40 ERA. That led to him being signed by the Minnesota Twins out of spring training in 2011, beginning his pro career in earnest. After moving up to A-ball that season, Albers joined Team Canada for the Baseball World Cup, going on to win the bronze medal and subsequently being named Saskatchewan's Male Athlete of the Year in 2012. Albers lit up the AAA International League the following season, posting a 2.86 ERA and recording 116 strikeouts, leading to his major league debut with the Twins on August 6, 2013, and what a debut it was, as Albers went 8 1/3 scoreless innings while giving up 4 hits against Kansas City. His next start was even better, as he tossed a complete game shutout, taking a 3-0 win over Cleveland while allowing just 2 hits. After posting a 6-13 record with a 5.89 ERA that season, Albers was released and played the following season in the Korea Baseball Organization before signing a minor league contract with the Toronto Blue Jays in 2014. He played one game for Toronto in the 2014 campaign and later signed a minor league deal with Minnesota in 2016. Albers bounced around the minors from there and played 2 seasons in Japan before joining Team Canada for the World Baseball Classic in 2023. Albers retired as an active player following the 2023 season and is now a coach with the Saskatoon Berries of the Western Canadian Baseball League. All told, Albers spent 5 seasons in Major League Baseball with 3 teams, recording an 8-8 record and 4.58 earned run average, striking out 91 and putting together 1.38 walks and hits per inning pitched. Photo by MLB.com. Dustin Mullican. Mullican, 39, was born in Regina and played minor baseball in the Queen City throughout his youth. A solid run in 18U AAA led to Mullican being drafted in the 15th round, 435th overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2003, kicking off a 7-year career that saw him reach the A ranks before declaring free agency in 2010. That led to Mullican being signed to a minor league deal by the Colorado Rockies, where he spent 2 seasons in AAA and A before being given his release to play in Japan in 2011. That same year, Mullican pitched for Team Canada at the World Baseball Classic alongside Albers and helped them to a bronze medal. Mullican signed with the Milwaukee Brewers for the 2013 season and was a spring training invite before spending the campaign in AAA Nashville. He spent the following year in the Cleveland Indians organization, again pitching at the AAA level and recording a 3.25 ERA in 40 appearances. That led to the best season of his career in 2016. Mullican signed a minor league deal with the Detroit Tigers for the 2015 season, and after a solid showing in AAA, was called up to the Tigers and made his MLB debut on July 4, 2016. All told, Mullican would make 4 appearances for Detroit, recording a 4.32 ERA. After being released following the 2017 season, Mullican played 3 seasons of professional ball before retiring following the 2020 season. Mullican is now a pitching coach with the Moose Jaw Miller Express of the Western Canadian Baseball League. Photo by Keith Allison. Stu Sherwater. Sherwater, 41, got his start behind the plate as an umpire in Regina when he was only 11 years old, beginning what would become an impressive career as an on-field official. Sherwater attended clinics and quickly advanced in the provincial umpiring levels, working numerous provincial tournaments including the Saskatchewan Summer Games. It all led to Sherwater catching on with Baseball Canada's national program, with whom he'd work his first national tournament at the 2005 Canada Cup in Medicine Hat. After attending the elite Harry Wendelstedt Umpire School in Daytona Beach, Florida, Sherwater joined the ranks of professional baseball in 2007 and began working in the minor leagues in the Arizona League, where he'd hone his calls until the 2013 season. That's when Major League Baseball came calling, with Sherwater first assigned to spring training in 2013 and then appearing in 268 games as a call-up. Sherwater was hired as full-time MLB umpire in 2018 and continued to work games, including a host of special assignments in 2023 that included the All-Star Game, League Championship Series and World Baseball Classic. Norm McGuinness, builder. McGuinness coached Regina Red Sox for 7 years and was president for 6 years. He was with the Saskatchewan Baseball Association for 6 years and was executive director of the Canadian Federation of Amateur Baseball for 4 years and was a director for SASC Sport for 7 years. Larry Lunning, player, builder. Lunning played with many teams throughout the years, but mostly with the Lumsden Cubs. As a player, Lunning was on 2 Canadian Masters Championship teams, 2 Western Canadian Championship teams and 10 Provincial Championship teams and earned 6 league championships. Lunning served 19 years as a coach to his son and daughter on league, provincial, Western and Canadian Championship teams. In 1992, Lunning was a member of the Lumsden Cubs, the senior team of the year. He was a director of Zone 5, SASC Baseball from 2003-17. Larry Schrader, umpire. Schrader had a long and distinguished career as a baseball umpire since 1971. A wide range of experiences included more than 25 provincial age group championships and 2 international championships. In 1994, he umpired for the North Central Baseball League in 1995-96 for the Prairie League of Professional Baseball. Regan LaRue, player, builder. As a catcher and player, coach, LaRue was instrumental and successful in getting the Unity Senior Cardinals back on the field in 2003. Under his leadership, they hosted senior provincials in 2008 and again in 2013 when they lost to the Wilkie Brewers in the final game. LaRue was committed to the programs and kept building the game of baseball in Unity. As president of the Unity Minor Baseball for more than 5 years, he was successful in getting batter cages and mounds for the Ball Diamonds and an indoor batting cage. He played senior baseball for the Unity senior team for 11 years, winning the 2013 Senior A1 Championship. LaRue is also a certified umpire. He was named Canada's 2022 Volunteer of the Year. Eugene Buck Gerbig, player, builder. Gerbig was born into a ball family. His father, Lloyd, lived, loved, played and coached baseball teams for many years. The family would play ball for hours. After seating all day, Lloyd would his sons outside and hit fly balls and grounders. Buck became a pitcher for the Standard Hill Lakers. A diamond was built north of the Gully Bridge, only 1 mile from home, then later at Silver Lake, changing their name from Standard Hill Pats to Standard Hill Lakers. The team played many games and tournaments at Lloydminster, Hillmond, North Bend, Turtleford, St. Walburg, Rabbit Lake, Paradise Hill, Two Hills, Provost and Dewberry, bringing home the money from the majority of them. Gerbig coached minor ball from Mosquito through senior. He was the builder of the Standard Hill Laker baseball organization. Rodney Polaniak, builder. Rodney Polaniak is the current president of the Regina Optimist Baseball Association. He has served in this capacity for more than 28 years along with coaching. He was also president of the Regina Optimist Baseball Association, PARC, for 19 years. Polaniak served on the board in various capacities for 25 years, hosting many major Saskatchewan baseball midget and junior championships and national championships and Baseball Canada Cup. His work contributed to dramatically improved facilities in Regina Optimist Park. He was supportive of Qu'Appelle Valley Senior League. Polaniak received the 2015 Joe McDonald Special Award of Merit and the 2021 National Outstanding Volunteer Award for National Philanthropy. Sever Rose, player. Sever Rose joined his first baseball team in Mervyn in 1977. In 1978, he pitched for the Fairholme Mosquito team, which had a winning record. Sever's ability to pitch, hit, and catch garnered him his first of numerous Most Valuable Player awards. He was picked up by many teams to join them in their quest for provincial Beaver Championship titles. Sever was invited to the Cincinnati Reds tryout camp in Regina, joining the North Battleford Midget, A, for the Western Canadian Baseball Congress in Brandon, Man. Sever won the tournament MVP award. In 1987, Sever again was a member of Team Saskatchewan. In 1989-90, he played with North Battleford Beavers. In 1993, played with the Mervyn Flyers, winning the North Saskatchewan River Baseball League title. Sever continued to play in that league for the next 20 years then as an old-timer with Provost, Alta, playing 5 to 6 tournaments yearly, often taking the mound. Sever brought skill and determination and led by example. He was most proud of his time playing with Team Saskatchewan. Stacy Walker, player, builder. Walker grew up in Colonsay. His grandfather, Johnny Folk, played for the Colonsay Monarchs. Players would come from the United States to play semi-pro baseball in Saskatchewan. Walker moved to Lloydminster in 1995 and joined the Lloydminster Meridian Twins as the center fielder. He soon became head coach and manager. In 2000, Walker led his team to their first North Saskatchewan River Baseball League title, the first Lloydminster men's team to win a championship in 50 years. Under Walker's leadership as player, coach, the Twins won the title in 2002, 2003, and 2004. Walker remained as center field through the 2007 season, then for the next decade helped the team in any way he could until he again joined the Meridians in 2017. He started center fielder for the Twins at the Provincial Championships in Unity. Walker had speed, caused havoc on the base paths, and was among the league leaders in stolen bases, stealing home on several occasions. His teammates voted him to represent the Twins at the NSRBL All-Star Game multiple times. In 2004, Walker started coaching his sons, and from 2008 to 2012, Stacy helped guide their team to 6 provincial championship titles. They represented Saskatchewan at Nationals in 2012. In 2010, Walker also made time to help the Cadogan Nighthawks win the 35-plus division at the Canadian National Oldtimer Championships as their center fielder. Walker resides in Calgary and remains an avid baseball fan. Lee Taves, player, builder. Lee Taves attended Turtleford High School. His love of baseball started at an early age, following his dad's, Bob Taves, footsteps, displaying an impressive talent and array of skills. In 1974, he joined the Mervyn Flyers baseball team, the start-up year of the North Saskatchewan Baseball League. Mervyn joined the league. This was the first of 25 years that Taves would put on the Mervyn Flyers uniform and run out to center field. Taves was respected for his ability to run down the ball and get the out. He was a role model for his teammates as he posted impressive stats in all categories. In 1984, he had a batting average of .447 in 46 at-bats. The magnitude of his bat propelled the Mervyn Flyers to win the 1993 NSRBL Championship. Taves' dream to play with his sons Ryan and Trevor, with the Flyers, came true from 1995 to 98. After playing 25 years, Taves took over coaching the Flyers and was an integral part of the provincial teams that were contenders in the provincial intermediate, C, and D divisions throughout the years. Taves joined the Mervyn Flyers twilight, 35 and over, and played another 15 years. At the 2000 Provincial Midget, A2, tournament in Mervyn, Taves was honored for his contribution and immeasurable impact on the development of youth through sport in the community. Baseball lost a beloved member of its community, but his legacy lives on through his children and grandchildren in the love of the game of baseball he instilled in them. Lee passed away after a battle with ALS August 15, 2022 at the age of 66 years. Team Category: Team Saskatchewan Midget 1994 Provincial Champions. The 2019 season marks the 25th anniversary of Team Saskatchewan Midgets winning gold at the Canada Cup held in Moncton. NB Team Saskatchewan played Team Quebec in the final, with Craig Flanagan pitching, winning 9-8. Many players from this team have been inducted into the individual category.